The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
Poverty, according to federal guidelines, means a family of four with an annual household income of no more than $23,550. That figure is applied evenly across the 48 contiguous states, but economic conditions are not uniform throughout these states. The cost of living varies considerably between Massachusetts and Alabama, and even from county to county within California. So what is a more accurate measure? The Public Policy Institute of California studied that question, recently publishing their conclusions. Research fellow Carolyn Danielson says that when housing costs and safety net subsidies are both factored in, California's actual poverty rate is around 25% higher than the federal count.
There are 2.2 million more people in poverty than official poverty statistics would suggest. Under our measure, we have 8.1 million Californians living under the poverty line. And this compares to the official poverty statistics for California, which is about 5.9 million Californians.
For the state as a whole, Danielson continues, that puts the poverty threshold more than $5,000 above the federal figure, with the North Bay higher still.
Our poverty threshold statewide, if we take the average for a family of two adults and two children, is about $28,700, but that varies across the state quite a lot. The average for Sonoma County is $30,900. So it's a couple thousand dollars higher.
The biggest variable is housing, which drives the threshold in San Francisco above $36,000. But the more meaningful statistic, Danielson suggests, is the number of households their calculations place below the localized poverty threshold.
It really depends on the county that you're talking about. In Los Angeles, the poverty rate is nearly 9 percentage points higher under our measure. If we take a look at Sonoma County or our estimates for Napa or Marin, poverty rates are also higher. For Sonoma, we find, roughly speaking, an additional 26,000 people in poverty. If we look at Marin, it's about 24,000 additional people in poverty. And then looking at Napa, we find an additional about 17,000 people in poverty.
Those totals, as sobering as they are, would be substantially higher if not for the social safety net programs currently in place. Those benefits were part of the PPIC's calculations. The higher poverty rates for California counties were published earlier this month and have not yet been digested by policymakers. Peter Rumble, Deputy County Administrator for Sonoma County, says local efforts to assist those households are driven more by need than numbers.
Poverty is already a main concern and focus of the county. These numbers are just further emphasis of why the board has made this a priority issue and made caring for families and investments in upstream services and programs a main policy focus for the county.
Income inequality is one of the key measures of the county's Health Action 2020 initiative, which has set a goal of getting 3/4 of the local population into an income bracket at least triple the lower federal poverty threshold. Right now, just over half meet that standard. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.